Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Guadeloupe Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The 21st Century, Natural Disasters, Protests, and Cultural Renaissance. Introduction: A Century of Challenges and Resilience. As Guadeloupe entered the 21st century, the island faced an era defined by natural disasters, socio-political unrest, and cultural revival. The impact of climate change, economic struggles, and the continuous demand for greater autonomy fueled major shifts in Guadeloupean society. At the same time, a renewed cultural movement sought to preserve and celebrate Creole identity, blending tradition with modern innovation. This chapter explores the natural disasters, economic crises, labor protests, environmental issues, and cultural renaissance that have shaped Guadeloupe in the past two decades, highlighting the resilience of its people and the evolving challenges of being an overseas department of France. Natural disasters and climate change, the battle against nature. Hurricanes and their devastating impact. The Caribbean is no stranger to hurricanes, but the increasing frequency and intensity of storms in the 21st century have posed significant threats to Guadeloupe. Some of the most devastating hurricanes include Hurricane Dean, 2007 destroyed large portions of the banana and sugarcane industries, causing severe economic losses. Hurricane Maria, 2017, one of the most catastrophic storms in modern history, Maria caused widespread flooding, infrastructure damage, and power outages lasting weeks. Many Guadeloupeans lost homes, and economic recovery was slow. Hurricane Irma, 2017, although not a direct hit, Irma contributed to a series of disruptions and further exposed the island's vulnerability to climate change. These natural disasters exposed weaknesses in Guadeloupe's infrastructure and highlighted the need for improved disaster preparedness. Government responses often fell short, leading to public frustration and criticism of Paris's handling of relief efforts. The growing threat of climate change. Climate change has worsened coastal erosion, rising sea levels, and freshwater scarcity, putting both the economy and population at risk. Scientists and environmental activists in Guadeloupe have raised concerns over deforestation and loss of biodiversity. Rising temperatures affecting agriculture. The urgent need for renewable energy and sustainability policies. Despite these challenges, Guadeloupe has seen grassroots environmental activism grow, with local communities advocating for sustainable development, reforestation projects, and ecological preservation. Economic struggles and continued protests. The 2009 general strike and ongoing economic frustrations. The 2009 general strike, led by Lyanage Comte Poifetacien, LKP, revealed deep economic inequalities in Guadeloupe. While wage increases were secured, many of the systemic economic issues persisted into the 2010s and 2020s. The high cost of living, limited job opportunities, and dependence on France for financial aid fueled ongoing labor unrest. Key protests included 2017 protests against labor reforms. Workers rallied against labor policies perceived as disadvantageous to local businesses and workers. 2021 COVID-19 protests. The government's handling of the pandemic, vaccine mandates, and restrictions led to large demonstrations across the island. 2022 cost of living strikes. Inflation and continued economic struggles prompted further protests demanding higher wages and social protections. Migration and economic brain drain. As economic conditions stagnated, many young professionals left for France, Canada, and the United States, seeking better career opportunities. This brain drain has raised concerns about the future of Guadeloupe's economy and whether the island can retain its skilled workforce. Cultural renaissance and the revival of Creole identity. the resurgence of guoca and traditional music. Music has always been central to Guadeloupean identity, but recent decades have seen a major revival of guoca music, recognized by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Younger artists are blending traditional guoca rhythms with modern influences such as hip-hop and jazz. Festivals celebrating Creole heritage have grown, with thousands attending annual events like the Festival Terra de Blues and the Guoca Festival. Creole language revitalization. Despite previous attempts at suppressing Creole languages in favor of French, the 21st century has seen a strong push for bilingual education in schools. Creole language media, including newspapers, radio, and TV broadcasts. Cultural movements that promote Creole literature and poetry. This renaissance is part of a broader movement to reclaim Guadeloupe's unique identity while maintaining its ties to France. The question of autonomy. Where does Guadeloupe stand today? Guadeloupe remains a French overseas department, but debates over autonomy and independence continue. While some favor remaining part of France for economic stability, others argue that Guadeloupe should pursue greater self-governance or full independence. Recent political movements have advocated for more control over local economic policies, decentralization of governance from Paris, recognition of Guadeloupean culture as distinct from French culture. However, autonomy remains a complex and divisive issue, with no clear consensus among the island's political and social leaders. Conclusion: resilience in the face of uncertainty. Guadeloupe in the 21st century is an island of contrasts, facing natural disasters, economic struggles, and social unrest while also experiencing a cultural renaissance and a growing sense of local pride. The resilience of its people has been evident in every challenge they've faced, from hurricanes to protests to economic shifts. As the island moves forward, questions about its future remain. Will Guadeloupe remain under French control, or will the call for autonomy grow louder? How will it address the challenges of climate change and economic sustainability? And how will the next generation continue to balance modernization with the preservation of cultural identity? One thing remains certain: Guadeloupe's history is still being written, shaped by its people's determination, creativity, and resilience. Chapter 14: The Future of Guadeloupe, Paths to Self-Determination and Economic Stability. Introduction: A Nation in Transition. As Guadeloupe moves further into the 21st century, the island stands at a crossroads. The ongoing challenges of economic dependency, political debates over autonomy, climate change, and social justice continue to shape the trajectory of the island. While Guadeloupe remains an overseas department of France, questions about its future status, economic sustainability, and cultural preservation persist. This chapter examines the potential paths forward for Guadeloupe, exploring the push for self-governance, economic diversification, environmental policies, and the role of youth and technology in shaping the future. The autonomy debate: independence or continued departmentalization. One of the most pressing discussions in Guadeloupe's future revolves around its political status. While the island has benefited from its connection to France through economic aid, public services, and infrastructure investments, many Guadeloupeans feel that true self-governance is necessary to address the island's unique challenges. Arguments for greater autonomy or independence. Economic self-sufficiency. Advocates argue that local governance would enable Guadeloupe to control its economic policies, invest in industries beyond tourism, and reduce reliance on French subsidies. Cultural and political identity. Many feel that Guadeloupe's identity is distinct from France's, and that local governance would allow better representation of Creole culture, language, and traditions. Decolonization movements. Inspired by movements in other French overseas territories, some political groups argue that continued rule by France is a relic of colonialism and that true sovereignty is the next step. Arguments for remaining a French overseas department. Financial stability. Guadeloupe benefits from French social programs, healthcare, education, and infrastructure investment. Security and trade. As part of France, Guadeloupe enjoys economic and security ties that would be difficult to replicate as an independent nation. Political uncertainty. The risks of economic instability and governance challenges post-independence have led many to support continued departmentalization with increased local autonomy. A middle ground has also been proposed, where Guadeloupe gains greater legislative control while still maintaining financial ties to France, similar to models seen in New Caledonia and French Polynesia. economic diversification, reducing dependency on France. Guadeloupe's economy has historically relied on agriculture, sugar and bananas, tourism, and public sector employment. However, to build a sustainable future, the island must expand its economic base. 1. Revitalizing agriculture and local industry. Organic farming and agritourism. Investing in sustainable agriculture, including tropical fruits, spices, and organic farming, could create export opportunities. Local food production. Reducing reliance on imported food by strengthening local fisheries and livestock farming. Sugarcane and rum industry expansion. Capitalizing on Guadeloupe's famous rum agricole as a premium global product. 2. Strengthening the technology and digital economy. Developing a tech hub. Encouraging startups in software development, e-commerce, and digital tourism solutions. Training the youth in STEM fields. Providing educational programs that prepare young Guadeloupeans for careers in AI, cybersecurity, and green technology. Expanding telecommunications infrastructure. Improving internet connectivity to attract remote workers and tech companies. 3. Sustainable tourism and ecotourism. Green tourism initiatives, creating eco-friendly hotels, marine conservation programs, and adventure tourism. Historical and cultural tourism, promoting Guadeloupe's unique heritage sites, indigenous history, and Creole traditions. Diversification beyond French tourists, attracting visitors from the US, Canada, and Latin America. Climate change and environmental resilience. As an island nation, Guadeloupe is on the front lines of climate change. Rising sea levels, hurricanes, and changing weather patterns threaten both urban and rural communities. Future policies must focus on sustainability and disaster resilience. 1. Coastal protection and urban planning. Investing in seawalls, mangrove reforestation, and flood prevention systems. Updating building codes to make structures more hurricane resistant. Relocating vulnerable communities from high-risk flood zones. 2. Renewable energy and green initiatives. Solar and wind energy development, reducing reliance on imported fossil fuels. Expanding public transportation, reducing carbon emissions by creating better bus networks and incentives for electric vehicles. Zero waste and recycling policies, establishing stronger regulations on plastic use and waste management. Education, youth, and the role of innovation. The next generation will be crucial in shaping Guadeloupe's future. Investing in education, entrepreneurship, and digital literacy will provide young people with tools to drive innovation and economic growth. 1. Modernizing education and research. Increasing STEM and technical education programs. Strengthening bilingual education in Creole and French. Establishing partnerships with Caribbean and international universities. 2. Encouraging youth entrepreneurship. Government-backed business incubators to support young entrepreneurs. Microfinance programs to fund small businesses. Expanding creative industries, including music, film, and digital media. Conclusion: a vision for the future. Guadeloupe is at a turning point, facing economic challenges, environmental threats, and ongoing political debates. However, the island's rich cultural heritage, strategic location, and dynamic population provide the potential for a thriving and self-sufficient future. Whether through increased autonomy, economic diversification, or stronger climate policies, Guadeloupe's success will depend on how it navigates these critical issues in the coming decades. The future is uncertain, but one thing is clear. Guadeloupe's story is still being written, and its people will shape its destiny. Chapter 15: Guadeloupe in a Globalized World, Challenges and Opportunities. Introduction: Guadeloupe's place in the global economy. As the world becomes increasingly interconnected, Guadeloupe must navigate the challenges and opportunities of globalization. While its status as a French overseas department provides economic and social benefits, it also poses limitations in terms of self-determination, trade autonomy, and competitive development. This chapter explores Guadeloupe's position in global markets, its economic and cultural exchanges, its integration within the Caribbean, and the impact of international policies on its future. Trade and economic relations beyond France. 1. Strengthening Caribbean trade partnerships. Guadeloupe is geographically located in the Caribbean, but economically tied to France and the European Union. To reduce economic dependency, the island has sought to establish stronger trade agreements with its Caribbean neighbors, including the Caribbean Community, CARICOM while Guadeloupe is not a full member, discussions about regional cooperation continue. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, strengthening economic ties with nearby islands for mutual trade benefits. Inter-Caribbean agricultural and tourism partnerships. Despite these efforts, Guadeloupe remains heavily reliant on imports from France, making local industries vulnerable to external economic shifts. 2. Exporting Guadeloupean goods to global markets. Agricultural products, bananas, sugarcane, spices, need greater diversification to remain competitive. Rum production remains a valuable export, but requires stronger branding in international markets. The development of locally made products, such as artisanal goods and fashion, could provide new global business opportunities. Tourism, maximizing global appeal while preserving culture. Guadeloupe's tourism sector has grown significantly due to its natural beauty, rich culture, and accessibility from Europe. However, balancing economic growth with sustainability and cultural integrity remains a challenge. 1. Competing in the global tourism market. Expanding beyond French tourists to attract visitors from North America, South America, and Asia. Developing luxury, ecotourism, and adventure tourism to diversify the industry. Strengthening airline connections and cruise tourism. 2. Sustainable and responsible tourism. Implementing environmentally friendly tourism practices. Encouraging community-based tourism where locals benefit directly from economic gains. Preserving historical sites and indigenous culture while modernizing tourist infrastructure. Technology and digital economy. The future of Guadeloupean innovation. Guadeloupe has the potential to become a digital hub in the Caribbean, fostering innovation in technology and online commerce. The following strategies could drive growth. Encouraging startups and entrepreneurship in the tech sector. Investing in digital infrastructure, including high-speed internet access. Providing tech education and training to young professionals. Exploring blockchain and e-commerce for small businesses. By investing in technology, Guadeloupe can reduce brain drain and create high-paying jobs that do not rely solely on traditional industries. Climate change and environmental diplomacy. Guadeloupe's environmental policies must align with global sustainability efforts while addressing unique regional concerns. Key areas of focus include collaborating with international organizations on climate resilience projects, advancing renewable energy initiatives, solar, wind, hydroelectric power, strengthening conservation efforts to protect biodiversity and marine ecosystems, adopting zero waste and circular economy models for environmental sustainability. Cultural diplomacy, strengthening Guadeloupe's global presence. Beyond economics, Guadeloupe's cultural influence continues to grow worldwide. The island's music, cuisine, literature, and arts have gained international recognition, fostering connections with the global Francophone and Caribbean communities. 1. Promoting Creole identity and arts. Expanding Creole language media and literature globally. Supporting international Creole music and film festivals. Enhancing cultural exchange programs with other nations. 2. The role of Guadeloupean diaspora. Strengthening ties with Guadeloupean communities in France, Canada, and the U.S. Encouraging investment from the diaspora in local businesses and infrastructure projects. Creating platforms for diaspora-led projects in arts, technology, and education. Political and economic challenges in a globalized world. Despite its strengths, Guadeloupe faces several global challenges. Economic dependence on French aid limits policy flexibility. Global economic downturns and pandemics affect tourism and trade. Geopolitical tensions and shifts in European Union trade policies could impact Guadeloupe's market access. To address these challenges, strategic policymaking and stronger regional alliances are crucial for long-term stability and growth. Conclusion: the road ahead. Guadeloupe's role in a globalized world is evolving rapidly. With strategic economic diversification, technological advancements, cultural promotion, and environmental sustainability, the island has the potential to thrive beyond its historical dependencies. The future will depend on how well Guadeloupe navigates its position between Europe and the Caribbean, capitalizing on its unique strengths while forging new pathways toward economic resilience and cultural prominence. Chapter 16. The Next Generation, Education, Innovation, and Leadership in Guadeloupe. Introduction. Investing in the future. Guadeloupe's future lies in the hands of its next generation. As global trends shift toward technological advancements, environmental sustainability, and economic diversification, the island must prioritize education, leadership, and innovation to ensure long-term prosperity. This chapter explores the state of education, emerging industries, youth empowerment, and political leadership shaping the island's future. Education and skills development. 1. Strengthening the education system. Expanding STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Education to prepare students for careers in emerging industries. Integrating Creole and French languages in curricula to preserve cultural identity while ensuring global competitiveness. Developing vocational training programs in agriculture, renewable energy, and tourism. Strengthening higher education partnerships with universities in France, the Caribbean, and North America. 2. Addressing educational inequality. Investing in rural education infrastructure to ensure all students have access to quality learning. Expanding scholarship and exchange programs to support students from low-income families. Enhancing digital literacy by providing free internet access in schools and public spaces. Innovation and economic transformation. 1. Creating a culture of entrepreneurship. Establishing startup incubators and funding programs for young entrepreneurs. Encouraging women and minority groups to enter business and leadership roles. Supporting creative industries, including music, fashion, and digital arts, to expand Guadeloupe's global cultural influence. 2. Technological advancements and digital economy. Developing smart city initiatives to modernize urban areas. Expanding e-commerce and fintech solutions for local businesses. Encouraging investment in AI, blockchain, and cybersecurity industries. Leadership and political engagement. 1. Empowering young leaders. Encouraging political participation through youth councils and leadership programs. Enhancing civic education to foster critical thinking and policymaking skills. Supporting grassroots organizations advocating for social and economic reforms. 2. Strengthening regional and global partnerships. Establishing diplomatic and trade relations with Latin America, Africa, and the Caribbean. Encouraging Guadeloupean representation in international organizations to influence policy on trade, climate change, and education. Promoting cultural exchanges with the Guadeloupean diaspora to leverage global networks for local development. Environmental responsibility and sustainable development. 1. Climate change adaptation strategies. Educating youth on climate resilience and disaster preparedness. Investing in renewable energy and eco-friendly infrastructure. Strengthening conservation efforts to protect biodiversity and natural resources. 2. Green jobs and sustainable industries. Training workers for careers in renewable energy, sustainable farming, and marine conservation. Encouraging ecotourism initiatives that align with global sustainability goals. Implementing circular economy strategies to reduce waste and promote recycling. Conclusion: a vision for the next generation. Guadeloupe's long-term success depends on its ability to empower youth, embrace technological advancements, and cultivate strong leadership. By investing in education, fostering innovation, and creating sustainable opportunities, the island can position itself as a leader in the Caribbean and beyond. The next generation of Guadeloupeans will not only inherit the challenges of today, but also the potential to redefine the island's future. With bold strategies, forward-thinking policies, and engaged leadership, Guadeloupe is poised to thrive in the 21st century and beyond.